When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of
this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rockman.
Hey, it's Dave from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Rust and Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Must be free. Ukraine must be free.
It's easy. They say it's easy. The way you think before you change the world, yeah.
You ain't got me. papers and turn on the news. Survey the headlines, it's all doom and gloom. Mountains erupting, there's bodies and lakes. There's nothing but bad news coming my way. Slingshots and arrows, the forecast is cold. Suicides up 10%, so I'm told. The mirror, the sun, yet they all say the same. Dinner's O'Brien's in the news once again.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott.
We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
just a little cutie. She's my new day Rudy. She's just a little cutie.
Very nice. That's the Bionic Rats out of Dublin as we continue our trek through the global ska world. Yes, we've ended up in Dublin, but I will come back to that very, very soon. You're tuned in to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. Thank you for joining me. I really, really do appreciate it. I am still recovering from one of the best Beefy ska clubs we've done so far. We were at the Suki Lounge up there in Belgrave with Looney Tunes, Loin Groin, and Miss Skatonic making their live debut, and they were awesome. So good. What a great day. We packed the Suki Lounge out. Loads of kids as well. That's the one great thing about these Sunday afternoon gigs is we can bring the kids along and have some fun and get them dancing, get them into live music early. It was honestly such a great time. I had a ball and it was great to see so many people there. It was phenomenal. It really, really was. We're going to do more? We've got to keep going now. We're the old build it and they will come scenario. We're building it and people are coming. So, I don't know. We just keep plowing ahead. We do our own thing. We make sure ska is back on people's minds. Ska's back, baby. Old school is cool. We kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with the VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Hey, how's this? I was in the supermarket the other day, and I'm going through the meat section as I do, because I'm not a vegan people. The clue is in the name, Beefy. And they have finally changed the name of Chicken Kievs to Chicken Kyivs. K-Y-I-V. Yes, they are now Chicken Kyivs. Brilliant. I thought that was quite, not funny, but it's just, it's something that I've not really thought about. And then I saw it, and then we've been playing the VO for 2.5 years or more now, week in, week out on this show, and to see Chicken Kyivs in the supermarket finally hit home that Kyiv has changed to Kyiv from Kiev in the English-speaking world. So it's finally caught up with itself. Anyway, we have just an aside. We have been playing the VO from Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free for, like I said, probably 2.5 years or more. I'm not entirely sure how long the Ukraine war's been going on now. It kind of seems to have dropped off the news a little bit. Not that I watch too much of the news. Although, I did see that Ukraine are now making inroads into Russia. Wow. If Ukraine take over Russia, then we have to change the song to Russia Must Be Free. All nations must be free. Yes, we are using Ukraine Must Be Free by the VO as our overarching anthem for world peace. As much as we like to see Ukraine advance on Russia, let's be completely honest, we don't need to see conflict. Can we all just get along? It doesn't matter whether it's Ukraine versus Russia or Belarus is in there somewhere, Palestine versus Israel, conflict in Yemen, South Sudan, Taiwan, Taipei, Myanmar. The list of global conflicts goes on, and we just wish that people can all just get along. Well, we've drawn up borders for a reason. Let's just stick to them. There's no need nowadays in this global economy, in this worldwide marketplace. Borders are borders, folks. Just let's learn to get along. We do wish that all conflicts across the world finish very, very soon and without the loss of more innocent lives, because that is the big issue, isn't it? Is innocent civilians are getting, I was going to use the word sacrifice then for a sec. It's probably the wrong word. Well, they probably are, realistically. Anyway, innocent civilians, kids as well, are getting killed for no good reason. Let's put it that way. I'm just going to come straight to the point. There's no need. There really isn't any need to do this. So Ukraine Must Be Free is off the VO's Green album from 2017. Now, if you do want to support bands in compromised regions and disadvantaged regions, and that includes war-torn regions as well, there is a website called bandcamp.com. You can buy digital music. You can also buy merch. You can buy discographies. You can buy all sorts of things on Bandcamp.com. The money you spend on Bandcamp buying bands' digital music will go directly to the bands. It won't go to a government for an inconsequential war effort or a waste of money. It will go directly to the people that need it most. Obviously, bands in war-torn regions aren't playing gigs. They're not recording new music. They aren't selling merch. They're not doing what they're so used to doing previously. They can't go to festivals. They can't do all sorts of things. So we can support them in our own little way by jumping on Bandcamp.com, looking up bands or regions and supporting bands from those regions and buying digital music. I have used this stat very carefully over the past few months. One album purchase on Bandcamp is the equivalent of 15 to 30,000 individual plays on streaming services. You know, the streaming services that pay big artists lots of money and don't pay the little guys much at all? Those streaming services. All right? So one album, just one album, is the equivalent of 15 to 30,000 individual plays on other streaming services, okay? You can play with Bandcamp. You can play tracks for free. You can check out these bands. Also, I just want to point out, you go into the Bandcamp.com front page. There is a location search, right? You can write Ukraine. You can write Kyiv. You can write Australia in there if you really want. It will bring up all the bands in that area, what you've just searched for. You can then narrow it down by genre. On this show, Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, you can, you know, have a scan through the ska world. You can even split it up into ska punk, ska core, ska hip hop. I'm sure there's a genre ska hip hop, but there you go. Just type that in, find the genre you like, and it'll bring up all those bands from those regions that they have tagged themselves in. Now, the bands do have to tag themselves so you can search them. So if you go into the VO, and it's VYO, by the way, it will bring up a few of their albums. If you click on the albums down the bottom of that album, you will see little tags. The VO says Ukraine, Kyiv, ska, rock, anything. Click on ska. It will also bring up all the ska bands, and then you can search by location. It's a funny old website, but you, as soon as you play around with it, you'll get to know exactly what's going on. So please play with Bandcamp. You can buy digital music by album. You can even buy it by track. Also, I'm noticing a lot of bands are offering big discounts if you buy the whole discography. There you go. And you'll just get an email download and you can download it to your computer and you can have it forevermore. I think I've got two albums on there, two 64-track compilation albums as well, which are very, very good. They're only $12 and they go towards funding this show because I don't get paid to do this show. And in fact, we have to pay the studios to actually be on air. So it does actually cost money to do the shows. I haven't done an album for a while. I should do another one because I'm due an operation very soon and I need the money. Anyway, that's by the by. So look up the Ska Show with beefy.bandcamp.com and you'll find two compilation albums. So any purchases will be gratefully appreciated. It really, really would. Have a play with Bandcamp. It is loads of fun. Like I say, it doesn't cost you any money to have a play around. I find it's better because I can search by genre. Other streaming services don't let you search by genre, so you get to the feed of everything, and you get to discover bands you will never, ever see on other streaming services. So have a play with Bandcamp. I use it every single day. All right, moving on to the Emerald Isle. The next stop on our global ska tour is Dublin. We have gone around the world. We started off in Melbourne. We have gone to Tokyo, New York, Los Angeles, London, the Midlands, including Birmingham and Coventry. We were in Glasgow the other week. We've done Hamburg, Mexico City, Toronto. We have gone around the world and we've ended up in Dublin. The Dubtones kicked off our stay in Dublin with a track called Antisocial off their 2022 album, The Art of Social Distancing. These guys formed in 2005. They just played the Social Unrest Fest in Dublin. I think it was last weekend, but it could have been the weekend before. So good to see the Dubtones are still going. They're very, very good. We haven't quite played them enough on this show. We probably should have. Very very, very good band. And then, more of a reggae band from Dublin, formed in the mid-90s. They were around for about 9 years. They're called King Sativa. Put out 2 albums and a couple of singles. Listen to the Man is what you just heard off We Did Then, the album from 2001. Pretty sure they were formed by Del Bionic, who, after they broke up in 2005, went on to form the Bionic Rats, also with a couple of other guys from King Sativa. But like I said, those guys were more of a reggae band than ska. They did quite a few ska tunes in there, but it's a very, very good listen. Please check out King Sativa. Then we heard from the Hacklers out of Dublin. All these bands are out of Dublin, obviously. You Ain't Got Me from 2016. Between the Lines, they put out an album of working class ska, self-described. They formed in 2014. I think the guys have done 2 albums so far. Looking forward to hearing more from the Hacklers. They do a lot of stuff in mainland Europe, get invited to Germany quite a bit. Now we heard from the Scalps. Now, I mentioned my ska show with Beefy Save the Ska Show compilation albums. The Scalps contributed this track to one of those albums, Slingshots and Arrows from 2023. That was off their Plastic Fantastic EP. Those guys made their live debut in 2016, and they have literally released their debut album a couple of weeks ago, Dreamscapes and Landscapes. You've already played a track off that album already. So congratulations to the Scalps for their debut album. And we finished off with the aforementioned Bionic Rats, formed off the breakup of King Sativa in 2006. The Bionic Rats have released 4 studio albums and 1 live album so far. You just heard New Day Rudy off their TBR album from 2016. And they are probably the most well-known Dublin ska band kicking around right now. They are very, very good. They gig very regularly. Del Bionic, like I mentioned, from King Sativa. He is an integral part of the ska scene and gets things happening over there. Gigs are plenty. And he's a great man. He has helped me out no end as well. All right, so that's Dublin. If you've got a suggestion for a ska city on our global tour, just get in touch with me via Facebook or Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. You will get me. Suggest a city. Suggest 5 bands from that city. You can even choose the songs. I am more than happy to let you program this part of the show. Like I said, we've probably done, I don't know, 12, 15 cities so far. So the world is your oyster. Please do it. I will be more than happy to get you involved. Alrighty, I mentioned the Beefy Ska Club on Sunday. Looney Tunes were playing that gig, headlining in their local Suki Lounge. They're also playing Ska Nation 2024. November 30th, December 1st at the Colac Showgrounds in Victoria in Australia. Another band that will be headlining the Saturday, the 30th of November, Bill, is Hey Smith out of Tokyo in Japan. These guys have just released a brand new single. This is Feel My Pain.
Let's go. せかきな日々。世の中全体が全部ネタバレなのさ。知りたくなかったことを知ってしまえば、知らなくて楽しみな曖昧に予想図の運命の人、周りの日明かしに落ち着かなくて、ちょっと待ってくれよ、そんなんじゃねえとチャンスを見逃す手で笑い、叶わない思いならもとからないさ、膨らみすぎた期待にはついたここ追いかけたい、呼び止めたい、どうもできない、あの背中を思い出す、触れないエロ、もうそういう気エロ、溶けてゆけ見せてくれ、ここにしかない景色を。声出してこう、しまってこう、お楽しみだね、最高最高のお疲れ、はい、はい、戻れない、進みたい、先が見たいわ、はみ出すほど愛してる、叶わない想いなら悩んでないさ、なんとなく期待する、みんな大好き、流されてこう遊んどこ、曖昧には見境なく手をつなごう、
I teased that last week. Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, brand new single featuring Super 8. Now, the translation of the Japanese title probably isn't too correct. Vague Me of Summer. Yeah, I'm not sure either, but that's what it translates to. But like I said, brand new from Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra there. Yeah, on my bucket list. They are so, so good live. They played Supernova last year, which I'm very jealous I didn't get to. Oh, yes. Anyway, good to see those. Perhaps we should try and twist their arm and get them to come to Australia and headline Ska Nation 2025. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Talking about Ska Nation, Hey Smith, also out of Tokyo, brand new single, literally released yesterday, Feel My Pain. Now, Hey Smith are headlining Ska Nation 2024. They're coming over with Voodoo Glow Skulls from the US of A. Other bands appearing over the weekend, which is the 30th of November and the 1st of December. Sunny Coast Root Boys, The Resignators, Raz Jano, The Kitty Hawks, Looney Tunes, Operation Ibis, The Overits from Adelaide, Steel City All-Stars from Wollongong, The Skants from Wollongong, Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, The Pirate Scar Rebellion. There are a few other bands, possibly another headliner for the Sunday as well. So please jump on scarnation.com tickets are available. Now, Haysmith and Voodoo Glow Skulls are doing a few dates in Australia with the Resonators as well. November 27, the Gov in Adelaide. November 28, the Brightside in Brisbane. November 29, Factory Floor in Sydney. Then they've got the Scar Nation Festival. And just announced December 2nd, that is a Monday night, it is the Scar Nation After Party at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne. So please, jump on scarnation.com. Please buy your tickets early because I cannot stress this enough. Gigs, festivals, especially festivals right now, are getting cancelled due to poor ticket sales. Promoters don't want to lose money. Bands don't want to play to small crowds. And venues just don't want to, they don't want to lose money by putting on live music. Let's put it that way. We got lucky on Sunday. We got a, you know, a really big crowd. Scar Nation, we need more people coming. Please, please, please spread the word. Okay. So that's Haysmith, brand new single from those guys, and headlining Scar Nation this year as well. All right, let's relax a little bit, shall we? Let's have a little bit of the Fun Addicts from way back in 1987.
Take me back to the start. to the stars. Back to the
Ah, the Snouts there from up in Brisbane. Back to the Start from a couple of years ago. I love that tune. It's very, very good. They've just got a new single out, playing a few shows. But I think they might be looking for a bass guitarist. I need to check. I think one of the band members is leaving. So they do need to get a replacement so they can keep on going, because I do like Mel and the guys. Now, talking about Mel and strong women, that leads us nicely into Eileen's Words of Wisdom. Words from strong women making a difference for Eileen up there at the Duke in Maitland in New South Wales. I'm going to take this one from Ginger Rogers. The world needs strong women. There are a lot of strong women you do not see who are guiding, helping, mothering strong men. They want to remain unseen. It's kind of nice to be able to play a strong woman who is seen. Yes, strong women should definitely be seen. And Mel, who fronts up the Snouts, definitely seen. Never, ever forgotten. So, awesome. Do like doing strong quotes from strong women, shaping the way our society should be. Do you like that? Before that, another Brisbane band. The Fun Addicts from way back in 1987. What's going on? That was the flip side of Mandela. I don't know what was the intended single off that, because Mandela's always listed first. But I know for a fact that What's Going On was played on lots of radio stations in Australia. Got to TV. Video got played on Countdown, and they were on Hey Hey It's Saturday and all sorts. So yeah, I need to talk to old NRK about that and see what was the intention of that debut release. I was going to mention something about Brisbane, but I know what it was. Okay, two Brisbane bands and Melbourne Ska Orchestra will be in Southeast Queensland this weekend. So Friday night in Brisbane, Saturday on the Sunshine Coast, and then Sunday on the Gold Coast. So if you are up in Southeast Queensland, then Melbourne Ska Orchestra will be there with you. We played the Seven of Ska last week and their new single. They are supporting, I think, with a band called Chutney as well. So if you want to catch Melbourne Ska Orchestra, then Brisbane Friday, Sunshine Coast Saturday, Gold Coast Sunday. Cool. Where are we going to go right now? I reckon it is time for Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! Yes, Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. Now, this is really, really interesting. The album was called Invisible Touch. It came out in 1986. Yes, the band are called Genesis. Genesis doing ska here, you say? Yeah, Genesis doing ska. So, bit of a deep dive on the Genesis back catalogue. This is Anything She Does. Bands, you definitely didn't know played ska.
You know, you decorate the garage walls.
Put our hands together, please, for the Area 7 horn section.
Looking fine, gentlemen, looking fine.
Okay, so this song's called Trapped.
Living End with the Area 7 horn section, a live version of Trapped off their debut album from 1998. A bit of bands you didn't know played ska, but also on this day in ska, because it's happy birthday, Andy Strachan from The Living End, the drummer from The Living End on this day in ska, kind of, yeah. They're closely associated with the ska scene in Australia. They really are. Before that, definitely bands you didn't know played ska. Genesis off their Invisible Touch album from 1986. Anything She Does. Yeah, it's not... Of course it's not 100% ska. It's Genesis, people. But good tune. I like it. But you can tell where I'm coming from, can't you? You really can. Anyway. All right. We'll move into proper on this day. In ska, Rancid released Indestructible in 2003. I was going to play Fall Back Down, but I've decided I'm going to play a live version of Red Hot Moon instead. It's my wand, it's my show.
What's up? in California got a reputation that she didn't ask for. And she's waiting for an escape. Memphis cold, the 164. Now Casey, you wanna meet where she is from? And Casey, she wants to run, run, run. She's a punk rocker, don't trust no one. On a South Bay bus all day long now. Across downtown to the graveyard shedding tonight. Thunder, I'm gonna take some bus downtown to the graveyard shedding tonight. KC has never caught up like the rest of the rats in a fucking maze. Check me out, she said, I'm in a concrete jungle. I'm an individual and you are stuck in a haze.
Oh, hell no!
Knows what the truth is.
But she says so!
And she knows her husband's up.
So fuck you!
Don't get no closer. Wanna make her run far away.
Thunder,
and I'm gonna take some bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Thunder, and I'm gonna take some bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
I knew Casey's brother pretty well. They say we spent a lot of time hanging out. I always knew the sort of law, she'd be the one. Get out of here and make a life for herself. But when we found her in the Little League park, in the dugout, it was cold, damp, and dark. And no one knew why you wouldn't wake up. I think she finally made it back home.
Under a red hot boat, she takes a bus downtown. The graveyard shift tonight.
Under
a red hot boat, she takes a bus downtown. The graveyard shift tonight.
One time for your mind, two times for your soul, three for the graveyards and the body and bone. Get down in the city when the sun burns slow. No hope, it's a pity, can't say no. It's not my time to show, it's not my time to die. The last thing I want is for a damn to cry. It was love at first sight, the very first time. I'll never be the same since I came a first light. The way I live my life in love and live lavish. He lost me from the start, D-Dog. You know he has it untouched. Don't leave me back up, he don't want it. Sticking for his cash is better than running. Take two to pass, a big chase cash. What's a motherfucker, I'm out on the smash. Get me out, out of fun, out of control. Got a slack skate, back and roll.
Our live version of Wings of a Dove, 1983, released on this day. Got to number 2 in the UK charts. Their highest charting single since House of Fun got to number 1 in 1982. In fact, that was kind of the beginning of the end, I guess. No, I'm joking, man. They're still bloody going. Banging out number 1 albums left, right and centre, aren't they? Wings of a Dove, yes, released on this day in 1983. And released on this day, 2003, Rancid's Indestructible album. Now, I remember this day very, very clearly. Well, I say clearly, it was 21 years ago. Yeah, I broke up with a long-term girlfriend literally 2 days before this album came out. And I moved into my parents' house and bought the album, and then Fall Back Down and a few other bits and pieces off that album got played quite regularly back then, back in the beefy household. So Rancid, I played you a live version. Under the Red Hot Moon, great tune. Album got criticised for being a bit too poppy back in the day. Got to number 15 in the US charts. Yeah, US charts got to number 15. At the time, it was their highest album. I think the following album got to number 11, I think, didn't it? Yes, Let the Dominoes Fall in 2009 got to number 11 in the US album charts. I was going to see if any of the singles got in the charts. Yes, Fall Back Down got to number 13 in the US alternate charts. Red Hot Moon didn't chart, which is quite surprising. It was also the last album that the original drummer, Brett Reed, recorded with the band, then got replaced by their current drummer, Brandon Steineckert, formerly of The Used. There you go. Great album. I really do like Indestructible. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it is popular than their older stuff. Yes, it is. But sounds evolve, people. Sounds evolve. I think Fall Back Down, wasn't it in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I'm not a skateboard gamer, but I do remember it around that time. Having fun now, aren't we? Is that all for On This Day in Ska? I think it might be all we have for On This Day in Ska, but that doesn't get away from
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby.
Oh yeah, Beefy's Cover of the Week. We're going to go to Arizona right now. Very, very good friends of the show, Swigfoot. Fellow gout sufferers, Swigfoot, from Tucson, have just released a Queen cover. They were pretty upset that I didn't play it last week, but I had other things to play last week. This is their cover of Fat Bottomed Girls.
Mortgages on homes, I got sickness in my bones. Ain't no beauty queen. your bikes in a row.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Slickers from 1969, Run Fatty. Pretty sure that was on Trojan in Jamaica. Great to hear the Slickers, Run Fatty. And before that, from Tucson in Arizona, my favorite Arizonians, if that's a thing. Are they Arizonans? Arizonians? I don't know. Swigfoot, they're from Tucson. Fat Bottom Girls has just been released. That's the very, very good cover of the Queen Epic. They should have recreated the video with the big hairy thing that they keep pushing on us. Yep, Big D's got gout. Anyway, That's it for Scar Nation Radio with Beefy Part 1 for this week. It's been an absolute pleasure to bring you the best Scar tunes from absolutely everywhere. We started off in Ukraine, went to Dublin, bit of a trip through Japan and Tokyo, Australia, and we finished off with the big guns, US and England, and a bit of Jamaican thrown in. We're going to finish off very, very quickly with... I'm going to keep up the fatty theme. I know it's not PC, but who cares? This is Bad Manners. Who else would it be? A bit of a lip-up fatty. These guys are in Japan right now. This weekend, they headline the Scarville Japan Festival. They're playing some dates as well. So if you are up in Japan and you're going to Scarville Japan this weekend, then have an absolute ball. Actually, is it this week? Yes, it is this weekend. It's loads of great bands, and Bad Manners headlining to top it all off. It's going to be an absolutely superb day up there. But please check out Bad Manners on their dates over there. It's such a good live band. They really, really are. Scat and B was their debut album, 1980. This was their second ever release. Got to number 15 in the UK charts. Their live stuff is much, much better than their recorded stuff. So this is a live version of Lip Up Fatty!
Hi, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners. You're listening to Beefy Scar Nation Radio.
This is dedicated to all the fat people. Lip Up Fatty!
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.